So, Jim, welcome to Up to the Line.
Thank you.
Tell me something. You're over from... Tell me a wee bit about yourself, where you're over from, etc.
I'm over from Kansas City, over in the States, Kansas City, Kansas. And I am here to attend the European Championships, the Ulster Championships, and then in between see as much of your beautiful country as I possibly can.
So tell me something. Is it really beautiful?
Oh, you have no idea. I come from Kansas. And it's flat. There's not much there. This is beautiful country. It truly is. Wonderful people, wonderful places to go, things to do. It's terrific.
Well, one thing is for certain, you'll definitely get plenty of hills. And one place that you will get a hill is here in Rathfarnham, which you did visit. Rathfarnham on Tuesday. Wasn't it Tuesday you were in Rathfarnham?
I think so, yeah.
And you were here on Tuesday and you came up to the famous hill. Mm-hmm. What did you think of Rathfarnham?
Oh, it was wonderful. Other than, those small, narrow country roads, which we Americans aren't big fans of. But we visited the Andante factory. It was wonderful. It's just a beautiful area. I can't say that enough. It was just wonderful.
Did you feel safe with David driving on them country roads?
No, David tried to get us both killed.
Yeah, he's like Lewis Hamilton.
It was terrible. It was scary and traumatic, and I'm going to need therapy when I get done. But no, it was a great trip. Seeing Nigel and his folks at Andante work, it was really interesting. It was very cool.
Yeah, all the guys out at Andante are really good. And again, that's here in Rathfarnham. And you're here tonight at International Piping in the Park with October Pipe Man. And what do you think of that so far?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. I think this kind of takes the stuffiness out of piping and drumming and lets these amazing musicians get up on stage and just have some fun and show off a little bit. And the crowd has a few pints, they get behind it, and everybody has a really good time.
Yeah, that's one thing for certain. We've already had a Canadian moose on, and we now have an Irishman on. I wanted him to dress as a leprechaun.
Right.
What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. And if he could chase down a pot of gold, that would be even better.
If we get the pot of gold, me and you split it halfway.
Sounds great.
50-50.
There you go. Sounds good.
So tell me something, then. You're going over, this is your last night, but you have been to the Europeans. What do you think of the Europeans?
It was great. I had so much fun because you just know, it's a pretty safe assumption that one of the bands that was there in grade one is going to win the world. So you've got Field Marshal, Bog Hall and Bathgate was wonderful, St. Lawrence O'Toole. One of those bands is going to win the world.
Now, hold on.
What?
You could have Simon Fraser or someone come over and win the world.
You could, and I should cheer for my North American guys, and I hope they do well, but it's going to be awfully tough to beat St. Lawrence O'Toole or Field Marshal.
Yeah, definitely. We have got homegrown talent here.
Right.
It must be the Irish soil.
Something like that. Yeah, something in the water, maybe.
It's the pot of goals.
It is.
Another thing is, you're enjoying the weather here. You told me that you're enjoying the rain.
Yeah. Oh, the rain's wonderful. Back in Kansas, it's about 40 degrees, and we haven't had rain since I can't tell you the last time we had rain. So, getting a little bit of a sprinkle and a little bit of a spray and some cool weather has been a welcome break for me.
Well, it's mid-August, it's start of August here, and it's about minus 40 here. So we're very jealous of all your folks back home. So we are.
No, you sweat buckets over. You don't want any part of that, trust me.
So tell me something, what are you going to go home and tell all your folks over in USA about Northern Ireland here and what we have to offer in with regards to pipe bands?
I'm going to tell them, get on a plane now and get over here. I really honestly am, because it's beautiful. I went to Londonderry, I went to the Giant's Causeway, spent a lot of time in Belfast. There's so many things to see and do. And in particular from the East Coast of the United States, it's not a long trip. It's not a very expensive trip. I would encourage everyone to come here. In particular, pipe bands should come over, spend a week here before they go over to the Worlds, compete in the Ulster Championship or something like that, and spend some time and see what your country has to offer.
Because I think
they'll be very pleased.
I do think that it would be a great opportunity for bands to come over here before the Worlds and just to get pipe settled too, because, again, the weather's pretty much the same as what it is over in Scotland.
Right.
You're likely to have snow next Saturday.
Right. And as temperamental, we play such a temperamental instrument, it's good to get them over here and kind of get them acclimated to the climate.
Well, Jim, it's been an absolute pleasure. One last thing about Rathfarnham. Mm-hmm. What was the best thing that you got in Rathfarnham?
The coffee.
And where did you get that coffee?
I don't remember.
The Homeland Diner.
Homeland Diner. Oh, the coffee was good. It was delicious.
And what sort of coffee was it?
Just plain old everyday coffee with
regular
milk and
coffee.
Sugar. Milk and sugar.
Well, there you go, folks. There's where to go for your coffee in Rathfarnham, the homeland diner. Una and Adam down there will sort you out. And, Jim, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, Gail.